This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Biden has promised to be, and these are his words, the most pro-union president you have ever seen. As yet unknown how well he's going to be able to deliver on that promise. Democrats in Congress, though, are trying to help. The House passed the PRO Act this week. That's P-R-O, Protecting for the Right to Organize. Some of the strongest protections for unionizing since the 1930s. The bill's fate in the Senate is, well, it's unclear, but as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, not everything has to become law to have an impact.
Among other things, the bill would forbid employers from retaliating against workers who organize. And it would weaken so-called right-to-work laws, which allow people to work in unionized jobs without actually joining a union. Todd Vachon with Rutgers University says the bill is coming at a crisis point.
We've seen jobs reclassified as gig work, and people are working more and more hours and unable to pay their bills and make ends meet. So I just think workers are really fed up.
Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation called the PRO Act the worst bill in Congress, saying it will interfere with workers' independence. The PRO Act doesn't have enough bipartisan support, but Joseph McCartin at Georgetown University says it's a fight worth waging in public.
Because by waging that fight, you help educate people to the issue and to the need for change.
A Gallup poll last year found that 65% of Americans support labor unions. That's the highest percentage since 2003. Alex Colvin at Cornell University says some Republicans are taking note.
Should they try to be more of a workers' party? Well, this is kind of where the rubber hits the road. Are they actually willing to support some additional worker rights?
In other words, for labor, even if the PRO Act doesn't pass, having this conversation is a big win. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.